Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The feature's there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls. And hopefully we'll talk about gambling in a few moments. But first, let's go to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Lee.
Good day.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, that was just pretty much plain rude to go to Ron Paul get together and talk about chemtrails, you know?
Yeah, you're referring to a call just to catch our new listeners up here.
Let's refresh them.
Yeah, a guy called in last hour, said he took some friends to a concert expecting it to just be a nice little benefit for Ron Paul, and then some crackpot got on stage talking about chemtrails, and it ruined the experience for his friends that were relatively new to the Ron Paul campaign, and it really turned them off. So that's what you're commenting on. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, that's what I was commenting on. On the other hand, the guy that was up there talking has a pretty valid point.
I'm not sure why you guys... chemtrail adherence, are you?
Hey, I will personally pay $500 to have you guys come over to Montana for any given two-day period of time and watch the chemtrails come out of the sky.
They're called contrails, my friend.
No. Trust me, I got a few years on you.
Okay.
Little jet experience.
Age card.
Yeah.
So what evidence do you have, sir, that these are chemicals instead of the normal contrails?
Well, I was a metallurgist for an aluminum plant for 5 years. So I happen to know a little bit about aluminum oxide, which is in chemtrails. They do have
And you know this how specimens, exactly?
Pardon?
How do you know they're in chemtrails? How do you know that?
They've followed them and caught them.
Who is they, exactly?
They would be people that have resources more than me. They can measure fluoride 10,000 feet, and I know that from the aluminum plant industry, too. That was one of the big things. Fluoride, oh my God.
Did you hear this on the radio?
You know.
Did you hear about them following the chemtrails on the radio?
You know,
get off a website?
We're a little soft on the connection here, but...
I can hear you just fine. I'm just curious where you heard that they caught the chemtrails. Where'd you get it from?
Videos, internet, and you don't have to be real smart to tell that these clouds, we get real jets flying over here in Montana. There's 940,000 people in the state. This is 500 miles long. It isn't a state that you'd really want to spray. It hits the Rocky Mountains 20 miles from where I'm looking out the window right now, even though it's dark, and that's it. They stay there, and you see them raining.
Now, what are they
doing? Condensation trails don't rain. They don't drop down thousands of feet. We have literally 5, 7, 8, 9 times the traffic of jets. They come from Fairchild Air Force Base in Spokane. They come from Portland. They come from Seattle.
Toby has a question for you.
So are they modifying the weather, controlling people's mind? What exactly are they
What's interesting is there's barium in that and beryllium.
Okay. I know you can't drink that if it's in your well.
So are they?
I don't recommend drinking it ever, but I will tell you that we made aluminum can stock at the smelter I worked at. And beryllium was something that had to be measured to the sixth decimal place.
So, again,
that's point. Wait a minute.
This,
that's
Lee?
Point 0000015.
Understood. What is the purpose, in your mind, as you understand it, to the these planes allegedly dropping these chemicals on you?
It's kind of like fluoride in your water. It makes you like, I don't care.
It's an apathy campaign? You think that they can actually make people apathetic by dropping chemicals on them?
That's just one aspect of it. But
what's the other aspect? Go ahead.
There's a lot of, beryllium and barium both are extremely carcinogenic.
Is there a big outbreak of cancer there in Montana?
Well, I will tell you, I saw this in Oregon 10 years ago. coming out of Portland, no less. And I was in eastern Oregon. And, yeah, we had the highest in a town of 12,000 people. There was the highest cancer rate per capita of any city in the United States.
Okay.
And they blamed it on Hanford.
Yeah, you do understand that as people continue to live longer and longer lives, it is more likely that more people will come down with things like cancer.
Well, you know, I do everything I can to promote it, but...
To promote cancer?
Well, he probably smokes, is what he's saying.
I see. Lee, it's been an interesting conversation. Thank you for making the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Look, here's where it all breaks down for me. Beyond the fact that, I mean, it just seems silly that somebody would want to do this. I suppose there could be some evil person in government who's decided to start dropping chemicals on the American populace to experiment with them. They've certainly experimented with innocent people in times past. Nuclear weapons in Utah and Nevada, that sort of thing.
He didn't say that it was evil. He said it was like fluoride in the water, which most of them are doing because they want to do good things for people.
Right. Well, whatever. Here's my question. If he claims that it's true that somebody has gone out and captured the chemtrails, and that they've been able to analyze them somehow and prove that all of these chemicals are really there, why is it that it hasn't broken any further, the story, that is, why has the story not broken any further than conspiracy websites and conspiracy radio shows?
Well, you don't see the national media talking about fluoride in the water very often either.
Yeah, I think it would go along with the media being part of the conspiracy. Now, here's what I don't get. Are the people who are dropping these chemtrails, supposedly they're living among us. Wouldn't they be affected by the chemtrails too, dumbed down, if you will? Aren't they getting the same
That's a brilliant
effect
point.
That everyone else is?
And also, if it's to turn us all into sheep, how come we aren't affected?
Right, because there's so many holes in this this chemtrail nonsense, and I think that's a really very salient point, Toby, and that is that it's not just, if you look at the chemtrail kook websites, they have pictures from all across the country.
Yeah.
So it's not just like the people flying the planes live in other states and they're only flying over Montana. The allegations are that these chemtrails are everywhere, right? Just look up in the sky and you can tell the difference between the chemtrails and the contrails. And so if that's the case, then they really are blanketing the entire country, thereby putting their own children and wives and family members and friends at risk. What could possibly be, what experiment could possibly be worth that risk? I mean, you want your family to inhale all of these chemicals that they're talking about? And again, Mark, your point about why aren't we affected? I mean, we're here too, right? What about all the other liberty-loving individuals in America? What about all the people in America that aren't apathetic? Do they have an immunity to barium? And where's the evidence that barium and aluminum and all these other things, beryllium, actually cause apathy?
And that's the thing with this is that's only one of the theories out there, is barium and aluminum. If you go out there, there is every single kind of conspiracy about this, different variations on their modifying the weather, their mind control, and all different stuff.
So many.
If in fact chemtrails are true, the chemtrail guys need to firm up their evidence more.
Like, he claims they've captured them. But again, if there really is some hard evidence out there, look, not every television station is controlled by the New World Order, the other thing that the conspiracy theorists are just frightened to death of. I mean, it's just a fact. If they were completely controlled, then why do you see stories exposing, you know, the police department and that sort of thing? Shouldn't they be in line? Shouldn't they be in line with the police state and in support of it at all times? I mean, there's so many different stories that come out critical of the government and critical of the police, and there have been plenty of exposés on some of the awful things that government has done over time. And if indeed these chemtrails have been going on for so long, then where are the exposés on that? I mean, there have been History Channel things on the nuclear testing and that sort of thing. This is well known. I mean, nuclear testing, the government tested nuclear weapons on people in Utah and Nevada. That's a known fact. It's not disputed by anybody. You don't have to go to a conspiracy website to find stories about it. But you do if you want to find out about the chemtrail. Because it's nonsense. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The government can control people's minds in much easier ways. They run the schools. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed?
Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anders for Midas, November 13, 2007. Gold, 807.20 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $831.50, 409.80 for half, 202.90 for quarter. That's $831.50, 409.80, and 202.90. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer. All sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs, too, that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing. Yellow yield signs say slow down. Here are some red-hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number, or VIN number, on the title and on the car itself don't match, and the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new, ignition switches feel loose, and keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot theft can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Bring up what's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take a CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there for free, including updates. You just get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. It's free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go right into the phone calls here and talk to Dale in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hey, Dale.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, last night I didn't realize it was like right before the end of the show when I called in, and I was completely caught off guard. So,
yes.
Mark, you and Mark were just talking about how there's, you know, there's a lot of people who are, especially in the Free State Project, who are really active on the Ron Paul campaign and stuff like that, and said something about that the people who are, you know, basically morally opposed to politics, the anarchists, but should perhaps just consider voting for Ron Paul to support their friends. And I'm like, to me, it's like it's unreasonable to expect your friends to do something that they believe to be immoral, whether or not, I mean, obviously he doesn't think so, but, you know.
I agree with you on that point, Dale.
And I get, and I guess it made, I called in immediately as soon as he said that, because I'm getting pressure constantly from the, you know, I live in Porg Manor in Manchester, and there's a lot of porcupines here, and they're all really, really active Ron Paul supporters, except for like one other person who agrees with me. And they're just, you know, I'm constantly getting pressure. Oh, you need to donate to the campaign and go, you know, go get active on the Ron Paul campaign and everything. And I've recently chosen not to do those things because I don't feel comfortable about them anymore.
Now, wait a minute. Slow down for 1 second here, Dale.
Yeah.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. I'm having to, like, turn you down as I talk, so hopefully that doesn't bother you too much because the phone's kind of doing funny things. Anyway, the point I want to say here is that you were driving around as of recently. I haven't seen your car recently, but you were driving around with a Ron Paul window sticker on the back of your vehicle. Has that been removed?
No, not yet. I've considered it.
What? Okay, so what was the, I guess, the change in your viewpoint, in your outlook, that has made you go from such a vehement Ron Paul supporter to have a window sticker on your car? I don't have any Ron Paul stickers on my vehicle. I do have a Ron Paul sign in my front yard. But what was it that led you there? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I did a lot of stuff for Ron Paul. You know, I started off really active in it, and I guess I've always, you know, for some time now, I've sort of had a voluntarist philosophy, you know, like you. And only recently, I sort of, you know, talking to Russell and talking to other people, other Free Staters. I mean, I think it just came down to I didn't feel like I could justify it anymore.
Justify really supporting Ron Paul or voting for Ron Paul?
Any kind of political action. It has nothing to do with Ron Paul, to be honest. It's just any sort of political action, particularly to engage in the process of putting a person in power over other people. Because that's what I have a problem with as a voluntarist.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he's a great guy. I definitely like him better than the other candidates. I do not personally feel comfortable being part of the process, putting a person into power over other people.
Now we've distinguished it, and I was the one who made the statement as opposed to Ian, so I'm going to come out and sort of defend it a bit. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all to one state. Now, those liberty-loving individuals can come in a category of somebody like me, who's essentially a small government kind of Republican Liberty Caucus kind of guy, or they can come like you, who's a voluntarist who essentially wants no government at all. Now, if those two groups who want some very similar things expect to see, likely if they expect to see any growth, they'll need the help of the other ones, especially the, you know, the voluntarists, those that want no government at all, because there's so few of them. Now, I must say that they're very active individuals, but there's, a lot more people out there that want smaller government. It would seem like if we're both going in the similar directions that we would want to support each other rather than creating a schism.
Well, I don't want to create a schism. I'm not actually calling to, like, try and change your mind tell you to stop doing it, because I think that's a really long argument that could take months.
Right.
I mean, those people's points of view about stuff like that don't change rapidly, I don't think.
Right.
But what I am calling to say is, like, if you realize that these people feel, you know, that it's a principle thing for them, and if it's a morality thing for them, then I think you should, as your friend, you know, supporting you in terms of, like, moral support and being, you know, being glad you're here and everything, that's me. I'm like, I'm glad you're here. Mm-hmm. I'm glad the political people are here. They're, you know, if nothing else, they're, you know, feeding in the energy of the liberty movement.
You're not sabotaging really them. You're not actively trying to harm what they're doing.
No. I drew a Ron Paul cartoon last night for Error, you know, or for Michael, for his Ron Paul Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did that for him. He did a favor for me. I did something for him. I mean, we're buddies. I'm glad he's here. He's political. I'm not at this point. I mean, it's a recent decision of mine. But But I just think that, you know, a lot of the schism comes from, I mean, it's a little bit in both directions. I think the impasse you end up at is the people who are political think that the people who are not active politically are apathetic and they're not doing anything. And then the people who are sort of apolitical and have, you know, think that the political people are engaging in something immoral. And sometimes they challenge them and you know, try and put them in a position of having to defend their actions and everything, and that's, you know, and then everyone gets defensive. You
right,
know?
And I think that this is, I think it's going to lead, Dale, I think it's going to lead to a real schism. I think that that's, that it's coming to a head, because I've got to say that, you know, there's been some actions done by the apolitical sorts out there, the voluntarist types, that I think are, maybe not the best thing for the Free State Project, like a bad PR move. And in order to get me to support those people, I would expect support in return. So if I don't see any support in return, and the support that I would want as a political sort is, hey, vote for my candidates, get out and hold some signs, you know, do some stuff. If I don't see support in return, then I'm going to start saying, you know what? I'm not going to support these people who are not supporting me. And it's going to go the opposite direction, Dale. Those people are going to say, well,
but I don't want you to necessarily support in my actions if I'm doing something that you think is like a bad PR move or something. I don't expect you to come out and join me doing it. But, you know, there's essentially this, like, you shouldn't do that because you're going to affect our image.
But what if it's I come out in the newspaper
and
say,
I'm not telling you don't do what you're doing.
What if
I'm
Dale, what if I come out in the newspaper and I say that these that guy there, Dale, who's doing this thing that that I don't like, does not represent the Free State Project. He is nothing about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is about people like me, and then I, you know, begin to use media, and rather than
I would probably take issue with that, but you don't. Are you seeing the apolitical types doing that?
I don't.
That you don't. That the political types don't represent the Free State Project.
I don't.
I don't really understand why.
The thing that I'm willing to say in private, I should be willing to say in public. And if I get to the feeling where, if I get to the point, and I'm not, where I feel like, you know, the apoliticals are just, you know, in doing a bunch of stuff that isn't what I imagined the Free State Project was going to be about, I could very well say, you know, do something like that in the media, pack my crap and go home, you know, all kinds of different things. And I think that what's going to make the Free State Project work is people working together.
I want to talk more about this. Hang on, Dale. I want to bring you back. I want to find out more because, I mean, you guys have been going back and forth. Toby and I have been kind of silent here. I want to find out more about Dale's change and why he's gone in the voluntarist direction. Hardcore that he's now rejecting the process of voting. It's a fascinating conversation, and I've always been interested by this. We'll hopefully hear from you as well at 800-259-9231. Is voting morally repugnant? Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-1987. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-338-1987. That's 1-800-338-1987.
SpyVille.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyVille.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyVille.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyVille.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyVille.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyVille.com today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. Enjoy them on us, including the live streams. Broadband version, dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. And the new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get them at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com.
Great for Christmas.
No doubt about it. For young and old, I think. But definitely young. That's fun stuff. I would have loved this.
Everybody loves it.
As a kid, I can tell you, I have fun with it now. I would have had a blast as a kid. Mm. Zero Blaster. Anyway, ZeroToys.com. 800-259-9231. All right, we're talking about an issue that comes up from time to time on this show. And it apparently is really eliciting some emotional response in you, Mark, during the break. You were really kind of getting riled up. I'm going to ask that you just calm down for a moment here.
I'm not upset with Dale or anything, but I am upset with the idea of not voting.
Okay, and I guess that's what the main issue is here.
I like Dale.
Dale's a great guy. In fact, we've got him on the line here calling from New Hampshire. He is a Free State Project early mover. We've talked about the Free State Project a lot. It's a movement of liberty-loving people all moving to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. And what that means is, well, different things to different people. Some people want to get active in the world of politics. Some people want to get active outside of the system. They want to do civil disobedience and other things that don't involve using the system or trying to take advantage of the system and that sort of thing. And on this show tonight, you've got Mark and myself, who are both early movers of the Free State Project. Mark, more of a small government kind of a guy. Me, a no government kind of guy. Then we've got Toby, a New Hampshire native who lived here pretty much his entire life. So he's sort of sitting here absorbing all of this, and I definitely want to go to Toby and get his thoughts here. And then Dale's on the line as an early mover to the Free State Project, who was political but has now shifted to being almost completely apolitical. And I just, it's kind of an interesting discussion. There are lots of people from different viewpoints here. But Dale, as the person sitting in this room who is most likely to identify with your viewpoints, I would like to explore where you currently are at today in your mind.
Okay.
You at one time had a Ron Paul Revolution sticker on the back of your car. You were very active politically. Now you say you've had some conversations with some of the more outside the system people, and they've convinced you that voting is basically morally repugnant. You're essentially, I mean, the arguments against voting are that, you know, you're endorsing violence because the system is inherently violent. You know, government is force, which of course I agree with. Government is force, but. As somebody who has taken a look at, me personally, I've taken a look at the idea of not voting anymore, and I've rejected it. And the reason I rejected it is because I don't see it as an endorsement of violence. I see it as simply a defensive move, because
what I used to do.
Okay. What changed your mind?
Well, I think what it came down to was, at one point, you know, I do see the system as evil. I see actually the process as evil, because, you know, the whole ganging up. And imposing collective will on people that's what the act of voting really is. And so, and it's particularly when you're putting in a leader and putting them in a position where they can start making decisions and impacting other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really scary process to me. It's particularly the votes where you're putting someone in power that bother me. And I started off thinking, well, the system's evil. Ron Paul is a wrench, and if the system's evil, any kind of wrench is a good thing. So, you know, that's sort of how I justified it. I mean, I was always justifying because I always knew I didn't care for the voting process. But I think it's just I've really come to understand that the means is what I take issue with. You know, how we solve problems is really at the root of libertarianism. Is that, you know, we believe charity is the only acceptable way to help the poor, no matter how bad the situation is. It's not right to use force, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And so why are we sort of, you know, why all of a sudden it's not, the means doesn't matter anymore? I mean, that's really what it's all about, libertarianism, you know?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but the act of voting itself is not violent, nor is it inherently violent. Certainly the people that, in many cases, are running for election are absolutely people that are endorsing violence and willing to use violence on others. But there are exceptions. Ron Paul, he's, you know, 98% a pure libertarian. Sure, he's not perfect on all of the issues, but on a national level, there's really pretty much zero chance you're going to see anybody else like Ron Paul for at least for a little while. And so it's kind of an unprecedented opportunity. You're not necessarily endorsing violence by voting for Ron Paul. You're trying to reduce the amount of violence that's going to be enacted on people regardless of who gets into office. I mean, you do agree that whether it's Ron Paul or Hillary Clinton or whoever it is that ends up winning in 2008, the federal government will continue to propagate itself and continue to ruin people's lives. It's just the hope is that if Ron Paul gets elected, less lives will be ruined in total. And if you could be a part of helping that happen, why would you refuse to be a part in that?
Because, that's just it. I do like Ron Paul, I mean, out of all the people out there. I can't personally play a part in it. It's like, you know, sure, I know that someone's going to be elected president, and it would be great if it's Ron Paul. I can see rooting from the sidelines, since I know someone's going to happen, I don't want to get blood on my hands. You know, the thing is, if I'm speaking out against that process, how hypocritical does it look of me to then vote and be part of the process? But it's also like you said, Ron Paul isn't going to be the perfect candidate. He's not an anarchist. He's a constitutionalist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a constitutionalist. I don't think you can write down special rules where some people get to use aggressive force and then, you know, make exceptions like that. And so I don't agree with him wholeheartedly. I know he's going to do things. He wants to build a fence. I know that he's not going to destroy. He's already said he's not going to try and dismantle, you know, some of these welfare programs where people have become dependent and things like that. So he's far from perfect. He's certainly
sure. Well, he has to say those things to get elected. You know, he has to say things like that to help people understand that he's not a heartless cold bastard that's going to throw people out in the street.
Those kinds of compromises are how we got to where we are today. I mean, that's the nature of the process. Is in order to win, the game is dirty, and in order to win the game, you have to play dirty. And without a doubt, he's playing. He's so much more trustworthy than anybody else in the field.
Now, Dale, how do you respond to the idea that not voting, though, is wholly ineffective? I mean, most Americans,
I don't agree with that.
The majority of Americans have boycotted the vote for years and years. As long as I've been alive, the majority of Americans just don't vote. And if you do get a majority, I've heard that in the 2004 election, there was a majority of Americans that actually did vote.
Here in Keene this year, approximately 80% of the people didn't vote.
They boycotted the vote, just like you're boycotting the vote. And what have they gotten out of it? Whatever government that they feel like shoving down our throats.
I haven't seen anything. Nothing's convinced me that voting has accomplished much of anything. And you know, certainly not on any big scale. I mean, government's been growing dramatically for decades and decades and decades with lots of people voting. And so I don't really see how it's changed things anyway. So I don't.
That's just not correct. Ronald Reagan got into government and he got rid of the 90% tax bracket. So if you're saying that voting doesn't accomplish anything, then you're not simply not looking at history.
Ronald Reagan also dramatically increased the size of government.
Look, I'm not saying that the guy was perfect, but he did do away with something that was bad. He did away with some big government programs.
How do you know things wouldn't have been, you know, better in some ways, worse in other ways with the other candidate? You have no idea.
Walter Mondale?
Who knows?
I can tell you that four more years of Jimmy Carter likely could have dumped us into a depression worse than the 30s. And you can definitely
have, but you don't know that for sure.
I don't know anything for sure, but I do know that if I stand by that I see voting as intervention to prevent violence. And by getting in there and preventing violence, it's like, to me, it's like standing by in a street corner, watching someone get their throat slit, and standing by and saying, well, I'm a pastor. I can't get involved. No, I'm not willing to do that.
Not doing what you want, what you're choosing to do about it.
Well,
because I don't approve of what you're doing.
But
look,
I wouldn't hold a sign and said, please don't slit that lady's throat.
But I'm telling you, respect my decision not to do it for my moral reason.
Okay, but see, this is where
that's how we're going to avoid a schism. It's like, look, do what you're going to do. If you feel good about it in your conscience, then do it.
But
it's not good in my conscience, and don't tell me that it's, you know, if it's going to create a schism, it's because the political type is going to be constantly saying that we don't care about things and we're apathetic and we're not doing anything when we're just choosing to do different things about it. While meanwhile, if the apolitical types are constantly harping and preaching on the political types to stop doing it, then I can see that, you know, annoying the crap out of you guys. If we're going to not have a schism, we need to at least respect each other's positions, and, you know, we can keep doing what we're doing and be supportive of each other.
We've got people that are on the line that want to talk to you, Dale. Hang on. We're going to let them talk to you in a moment here. 800-259-9231. Toby was trying to get a point in edgewise. We'll get to that, too. Toby has got some thoughts. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Can we all get along? Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. Sable CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you want to help us spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, and you just want to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, want to help us out with that? Send $3 a month in. You can do it at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. We are in a heated debate between those who would like to call themselves perhaps voluntarists or market anarchists, people who don't participate in the system whatsoever. Though, to be fair, there are some voluntarists and market anarchists, free marketeers, that do participate in the system. I would be one of them. And the reason I have decided that it's okay to participate in the system is because, well, the system's going to perpetuate itself whether or not you participate. In fact, if you look at this, you know, if you look at the numbers in a local election, in many cases, the people who turn out to vote are the bureaucrats.
Yeah, that's all it takes. For a school board or for a small election, all it takes is the teachers and the bureaucrats that work there to come out and vote, and guess what? We have bigger government.
Yeah, so election after election, more big government people get elected, and I'd like to know what exactly it is that those who are completely against voting are planning on doing to actually change the country. And we have Dale on the line, who is relatively, I guess, new to the world of, he's recently chosen to not vote, nor to support any candidate overtly necessarily. And Dale, how do you answer that question? Then I'll let Toby make a point.
Well, I think there's lots of things that you can do to fight the system. I mean, part of it is changing the attitudes of those people who are choosing to engage in this process that I do not approve of. To some extent, you can persuade them that what they're doing is wrong. And I think that's the kind of thing that Lauren was trying to do. And say, look, you are violent people, and she's trying to bring them, make them aware of that. And, you know, these people that you think are protecting you are, in fact, inflicting violence on innocent people. And that's what, you know, she's trying to convey. And even though people are, you know, they're certainly not going to just immediately accept it at face value, but that doesn't mean she hasn't affected them in some way and introduced concepts into their mind that they will now have to contemplate and that might create cognitive dissonance.
I'm not saying there's nothing valuable about what you guys do. I absolutely support the path of civil disobedience. I think there's something supremely valuable about that. But to say that a large amount of civil disobedience is all of a sudden going to make those who get their paychecks funded through the coercive government process all of a sudden give up those paychecks and give up their pensions, I don't know if that's actually going to occur. They're the ones that keep going out and voting. They're the ones that are propagating the system. And after all, they should. They're the ones that benefit from it.
But that kind of tyranny takes a lot of cooperation and maintenance from the general population. And I think it just takes, it doesn't even take a majority, I don't think. It just takes a significant chunk of people that don't just go along with it and support it. It starts to become cumbersome to be that tyrannical.
Do you believe that voting is, do you believe that voting is essentially supporting the system?
Yeah, I think, it, I mean, in some way, without a, I mean, you can certainly speak out and say, well, I'm voting, so but I don't really approve of it. But, you know, ultimately, the thing is to me is I really ultimately do not, no one has convinced me that voting really is going to ultimately make a difference in the big scheme of things.
Here in Keene, a few moments, a few weeks ago, my girlfriend Julia ran for city council. She lost by approximately 500 votes. And so, you know, votes, you know, they did count. She could have won the election had there been 500 people that were motivated enough to actually come out and vote for her. Do you think that the city of Keene is better or worse off because she lost the election?
In the short term, it's probably a little bit worse off. But,
okay.
But I don't, you know, I don't know. I mean, how much would she have been able to accomplish? I don't know.
Not
much.
That's
where my main question comes in.
And at least in her case, she does. She states herself as an anarchist.
Yeah.
So, you know.
When do you want more freedom and less government?
I want it as soon as possible, and I don't think voting's going to get it.
So you don't think that the faster track, if you were given a faster track, if you knew that voting would be a faster track to freedom, would you vote?
Would you shoot someone if it would get us freedom faster?
I'd shoot him if he was committing violence against somebody else. I'd pop him right in the damn eye.
Well, that would be a defensive act of force. I see.
Right, that's what I propose voting is, Dale. Here's another thing, Dale. About the support issue. I keep my mouth shut a little bit about some of the stranger activities that go on from the apolitical types. That's an action on my part. And I do that in support of them because we're all here together. What do they do to support me?
What do you expect them to do?
Vote.
You want them to vote?
Yes.
Okay, so the only way I can say that you're supporting, the support I want from you in terms of supporting the civil disobedience sites is not to just talk bad about them and try to claim that they're not real free staters or whatever. I mean, you know, I'm not asking you to participate in it.
I'm not asking you to go out and hold a sign or donate money to Ron Paul either. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying vote.
A lot of people. Well, even that. I mean, but a lot. You know, people are pressuring me to donate money. They're pressuring me to vote and everything. But the point is, I'm not going to put you down for not participating in what I'm doing.
Right. It's the participation portion that is kind of confusing here. I'm committing an action by not saying something about what it is that you're doing.
Am I getting on your TV show or something?
Right. I can very well get on. Could have very well got on my local TV show. I could get on this radio show. I could say that some of the civil disobedience stuff that I've heard about here in New Hampshire that I don't support. I could talk about it. I don't think that it necessarily equates. Essentially, what your position is: leave me alone, and if you don't like what I'm doing, you have to support me by not talking bad about me. And if you don't like what I'm doing, you can kiss my butt.
Of course, you can talk bad about it. I mean, if you really honestly, think it's going to do damage to PR or whatever, you know. But the same thing too is
I'm not sure that it's going to do any damage to PR in the same way that you're not sure that your vote is going to make any difference. But
right.
I do consider a lot of these people to be my friends.
Think about this. I'm not going to convince you that it's immoral to vote. I realize that. Certainly not.
Oh, no, you're not.
how about this? Do you accept that I think it's immoral to vote?
I think you do, and I think you are mistaken.
Okay.
I think there's problems with your mistake in not supporting me.
That's the tactic that bothers me is mm-hmm. that now I don't support you because I'm not doing the exact same thing you're doing.
I don't want to
engage in the activity you're doing. To me, it is immoral. That's
right.
My viewpoint. I haven't convinced you of that. I realize that. I probably won't.
No, absolutely you won't. But
the supportive thing you could do is accept that you know, except that you're asking me to do something that I consider to be immoral.
I think that the non-state types have gotten a lot of support from the state types here in, you know, the Free State Project members here in New Hampshire, and I think that they don't give
generalization.
It.
I think that's a generalization. I think there have been plenty of pro-state people that have been very vitriolic towards the anti-state people.
On Free Stater message boards, but not out in the open.
Well, they don't have anywhere in the open to do it.
Why not?
You don't
think that a local newspaper could, you know, that would print a story if I said I am a Free Stater and I don't agree with what these Free Staters are doing?
You could write a letter to the editor. It's probably not going to generate a story. Probably
it might very well.
Dale, I want to go to the phones here. Matt's been hanging on patiently. Matt in Illinois, you're on with Dale. Hello.
Hey, you guys went in another direction. I just wanted to say to Dale, I mean, actually, Mark kind of touched on this, but. I guess I feel that voting, as you're talking about it, is kind of a self-defense measure. And I'm talking self-defense on a very personal level. Because I feel that some of these people that are running for office right now at a federal level are very dangerous and could actually end up throwing people like you and like me, who wish to have a free voice and to express that free voice in places that we don't want to be. And by voting for Ron Paul, and right now only Ron Paul, actually Kaczynski too, but by voting for Ron Paul, I actually feel that I am exercising a bit of self-preservation.
Matt, thank you for the call. Dale, any thoughts on that?
I'm curious some of the people who are really, really gung-ho about Ron Paul, which I understand. Like I said, I was there pretty recently myself and doing my own little justifications to feel okay about it. But the people who are voting for Ron Paul, are you going to vote if he doesn't win the primary?
Oh, vote in the main election?
Yeah.
I'll probably go out and I will vote, and I'll vote for the Libertarian.
As will I. I will vote for the Libertarian as well.
I won't vote for somebody who's more than what I would consider 51% evil.
Dale, we're out of time, my friend. Good conversation. Thank you for the call. You know, the conflict continues. I will continue to play mediator here because I see both sides, I understand both sides, and I want both sides to work together and get along. I hope that we can in the future. This is Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow night.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of the...